All right, folks, welcome back to the Briones Pickleball Podcast. There's Caden, as you can see right there, and we are back here in the studio, and it's been a long time. It's been a long time,
Caden. It's been a long time, but you know what? We love doing this, and you know, you guys have probably been seeing some podcasts with not me in them, so yeah. Yeah. I was feeling a little left out, and I was like, you know what? We're doing one today.
Yeah, so Caden's been on the tour. We're going to talk about that, playing some APP, some PPA,
mm-hmm.
and let's see what else. And yeah, we've done some podcasts. We had Zane on. We got Jimmy Jim. We got Ignata Witch on. I think we'll see when that releases, but you guys will see that. But Caden, you've been gone for a while.
Yeah.
And let's just get right into it. And you know, you just came back from your home state.
I did, yeah. Right?
Sacramento.
Well, not Sacramento, San Francisco, but close enough.
Home
California,
state.
Yeah. California. Northern California. I did just play APP Sacramento, and I actually was supposed to play PPA Austin last weekend, but that kind of fell apart last minute. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to enjoy the week being home and spending time with my family, because there's nothing better than family. And I got to eat good food, spend quality time with my sister. My sister kind of had a week off from school, so I was able to train her a little bit for, you know, possible 2025 mixed partnership.
Pickleball?
Yeah. My sister's into pickleball now, which is...
Really?
It took years, but now she likes pickleball.
What is she, like a 3-0, 3-5?
I'd say she's like a 3-5, but she developed a two-hand backhand before I did. And so now I'm just kind of like helping her tune it up and everything like that. I will say I did have the worst experience ever playing pickleball in the Bay Area. Surprise, surprise. And I will, I can go a little bit further into detail maybe at the end of this podcast. But I did have the worst pickleball experience I think I've ever had in my life.
All right. Stay tuned for the Caden's worst pickleball experience. We're going to talk about that. But we got a lot to get to today. Actually, Caden, those notes, I didn't even get them. So
what? That's so crazy, because you know what? You have them, and you know what? I'm going to send them to you again right now.
Okay, so we're going to hop right in, though, and while Caden's getting that figured out, we're going to, just like to thank our main sponsor here, Selkirk Sport. Thank you for all you do, you know, everything you do for the sport and the game and for the paddle industry, for content.
Yeah.
For content.
I'd also like to thank my clothing apparel sponsorship.
Okay.
Avalon, new brand that just came out. They're out of Gilbert, Arizona. Very, very clean stuff. Really make just high quality pickleball attire. I will have a code coming out soon. Not sure what it is right now. But I'd also like to thank my most recent and new sponsor, LA Gear as well, which is my current pickleball shoe sponsor. So, fell back. But if you guys can see that,
careful, man.
Right there. You see those? Ooh, those are bright, but they also make them in white. So, love LA Gear. Love the court shoe. Like I said,
Are they from LA, I'm assuming?
Oh, no, I would hope so. But, you know, as far as court shoe goes, I'm super picky. These guys have make some good shoes, and I'm very excited to partner up with them.
All right, there you go. So we're gonna hop right in. There's a lot of things happening in the pickleball world. We're gonna get to the big John's Brothers upsets, and also this pass. excuse me, getting over sickness, man. I was sick for about 9 days, man.
Yeah, I remember we were supposed to shoot before I left, and you were like, no can do. Yeah. I'm dead in bed.
Yeah, so hasn't been the best, but I'm recovered now, fully recovered. Also been teaching a lot of 2-day intensives.
Yeah.
If you want to sign up and train with Caden or I, check the description below, because we have some special 5-day super intensives going on. And if you want a full week of training, and this is for competitive and tournament players only, or players that are 100% serious about improving their game.
100%. He said 100%. He did not say 90. Yep. He did not say 95, yep. 97, 98. No.
If you're not serious, then it might not be for you. But Kaden and I will be in Boise this summer teaching a couple, and then we will be back in the Phoenix area teaching more, and we'd love to see you there.
We would.
So coaching tip of the day, we're going to hop right in, and then we're going to talk about the PPA, the MLP. There's just so much stuff going on. Again, I'm going to hop right into Kaden's coaching tip of the day.
All right. This is not even that deep, but I thought I'd share this because...
A little shallow?
Yeah. Because you know what? The players should know this, all right? But I feel like, you know, they get a little crazy. But a pickleball paddle does not make you a better player.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm here to tell you right now, a pickleball paddle should enhance your game and your tools, but it should not... You should not think that buying a paddle is going to allow you to get the ball down or, you know, to allow you, you know, something else that you are not getting already in your game, all right?
You know what does enhance your game, though?
What's that?
Briones Pickleball YouTube videos.
That's the most truest statement I think I've ever heard in my life. But, no, you know, when you're buying your pickleball paddle, you should be looking for, you know, things that can improve your pickleball shots that you already have, right? So if I feel like I have a great topspin, but I need something a little bit grittier, then I'm going to look for something like that. I'm not just going to say, oh, well, hey, this person uses this paddle and he has a really good this shot. I'm going to go buy that paddle so I can have that shot too. You have to develop that shot first, and then maybe you can look into buying that paddle. So quick tip, that's all I have to say. Spoke my mind. Your turn. Go.
I like it. You know what? I'm going to slide right into that tip. And I'm going to actually build off that. You know what? I really like that, Kenan.
Thank you.
I really like that. For those of you who are, I don't know what the word is, but you guys buy a lot of paddles. every new paddle that comes out. By the way, paddles are great, and I'm gonna talk about enhancing your game and things like that. We do have paddle reviews on the channel, so check those out.
Yep.
Make sure that you use our discount code and check that out. Discount
High quality code. Stuff.
But I do want to say, yeah, a paddle can only do so much for you when it comes to your actual game. Because really, you know, a while back, Aiden, I don't know if you remember this, but we witnessed a video with Ben Johns and I think it was Kyle Yates. I don't know if you've ever seen
back
this. Back in the day.
Where they were playing two spike ball players.
And they were playing with slippers.
Yep.
Did you see that?
Yep. Okay.
So, yeah, it was just, I think they only played like one game or something, but Ben Johns and the OG, Kyle Yates, he was back in the day, he was a top player, but they played a couple, must have been, I don't know, 4-0s?
4-0, 4-5, spike ball guys,
I mean,
yeah.
They were 4-0s.
Actually, I think one guy was a little bit better than the other guy.
Sure,
it's like 1-4-5 and maybe like 1-4-0, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they...
With slippers, though.
Yeah.
Like, and with a slipper.
Ben and Kyle Yates played with, you know, two, you know, little you know, croc kind of material, kind of slipper, you know, materials.
Yeah.
And yeah, they beat him.
And they beat him. And yeah, they were winning hands battles and everything. It was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, granted, I'm sure they were nervous a little bit on camera. And
yeah, but they played two games before that with just regular things going on.
Yeah,
you
Kyle
know?
And Ben were just they were for sure going to the speed up right away.
Yep.
But okay, so that being said, everybody,
technique wins.
Yeah, even though equipment is very, very important. One thing that you cannot replace in your game is your footwork,
mm-hmm.
number one.
Amen.
And then your technique.
Amen.
Number two. And number three is going to be your mindset or your shot selection or strategy.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. So those are the three. So again, as you are looking into new paddles, and there's going to be a lot of awesome paddles dropping this year, make sure you... Make sure you follow our channel to kind of follow that. But as you're, you know, doing that stuff, make sure that at least your mindset is not on the paddle per se, right? Because I actually deal with a lot of players that just switch to this paddle. Oh, this is not working for me. But really what they need to work on is their game. And hopefully what we do online on this channel could really help you out, because we talk a lot about footwork, we talk about shot selection and strategy, and we talk about technique, which is the most important thing. So
did your voice get deeper?
Maybe, I don't know.
You hit puberty again?
No, I just got sick for 9 days, so maybe.
That's not, actually, okay, no, you know what? That makes sense, because when I lose my voice, it gets a little bit deeper, and I start sounding like a country singer. I might be dropping them doors and turn the line. It's true, I did.
Okay, all right, but that's that.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever it is, or, you know, what you think that you're struggling with in your game, obviously, a lot of you listening are in a vast range from 3-0 to probably 5-0 listening to this. Wherever you are in your game, just make sure that you're continuing to work on your actual skills.
Focus on you.
And then, you know, the paddle will enhance your game.
That's right. Then make your big purchase.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And then if you'd like to train with us, again, check the link in the description, because that's the part we can help you in. Mm-hmm. We can help you, you know, pick the right paddle for you over camera, but we could help you in person with your game.
Bingo.
All right. MLP PPA merger.
It finally happened. Yes. I mean, it happened like what, last week, but like it took 7 years. I'm pretty sure I've
yeah, at least
I've gained some white hairs just waiting for it, honestly. But yeah, it finally happened. MLP came out with their new dates for the draft. So the draft is happening in April, right before PPA North Carolina.
Okay.
And the premiere is happening on the 2nd of April, and then the challenger.
That's my birthday.
Is it?
Premier league Let's draft go. On my birthday, huh?
I think for your birthday they should just draft you.
Hey, maybe a one-day contract.
Yeah, or maybe like a coach. Oh, draft you as a coach. Ooh. You know, but you probably won't get drafted as a coach. You'll just get picked up as a coach. That'd be pretty cool, though. I will say.
I don't know if you know this kid. Oh, I think I mentioned this in another podcast. I did get asked by one of the what's not the Premier? What's the other one?
The Challenger.
I did get asked for a Challenger League to coach one of their teams.
And are you allowed to say what team?
I respectively declined, though.
You're what? Really?
Yeah, I mean, come on, guys. Come on. I don't want to go out, travel the world, and lose money here, okay?
That's fair. No, I get that.
Maybe the budgets will be bigger one day. Who knows?
It's possible.
Okay, so the drafts are coming up.
2nd and 3rd of April, yep.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, speaking of that, we have Sacramento APP you just played, and yep. What did we see? We saw some PPA players in there now playing APPs again.
Yeah, so
that's really interesting.
It was pretty crazy how it all went down, but you know, JW back playing the APP tour. Wow. Who else? I mean, Georgia, of course, Gabe Tardio.
Big names.
Yeah, Andre was all APP last year, but he's started to pick up playing PPA, and now he's kind of, I think he's playing both, which is kind of cool.
To ask you, and also Gabriel, we just had him on the
Gabe pod. Tardio, yep. Ben Newell and Yana Newell.
Okay.
A lot of cool players that you know I've known from pickleball that are not just playing PPA, and all people who signed MLP contracts. So I mean, it's kind of up in the air of like what MLP players are allowed to play. You know, I bet it's got to be something like, you know, in the contract where if you signed with MLP, obviously PPA is only playing PPA, and then they can get drafted through MLP.
Yeah.
But APP or people who sign MLP contracts, I think there's some that are allowed to play both.
Yeah, really confusing. It's still really confusing to me.
I can play both too because I'm not signed.
Yeah, we're gonna just see see what happens. But for those of you listening who don't know what the heck we're talking about, you probably don't follow the tour too closely, and you know what, that's okay. But basically there are different tours and they're trying to figure it out, so we'll see what's happening with that. But let's start with the APP that you just played, which is a pro tournament there in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And How did that go? What are some highlights from there, Caden? I know, so Caden's, you know, traveling all over and playing tournaments, but highlights of that tournament, and I don't know, anything you want to mention really quickly?
Well, I mean, it was first and foremost, it was a great tournament. Going back home and playing is pretty special for me. And believe it or not, my mom actually drove out to Sacramento super early in the morning to come watch me play.
Really?
For the first time ever. She had never seen me play in a tournament.
Awesome.
And for those of you who don't know, you know, my background or anything like that, my dad is heavily into pickleball. My sister is slowly getting into pickleball. My mom is not into pickleball whatsoever. So, you know, my mom has seen me play, you know, just to practice and whatnot. She's watched some of my Tuesday night pickleball matches on YouTube, but she has never been to a tournament live to watch me play. And so she did that. Her and my aunt came out, and it was really cool. It was not the best day to probably come out and watch. I only went 1-2 in men's dubs, but we had a good win in the back. You know, we played Eric Lang and PK, obviously playing a buddy, and but that was kind of a tough match. I actually got hit in the face, which I think is, you know, main reason with all these poppy paddles coming out, like a lot of people are wearing eyewear now, which is smart. I got hit like right here.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So you got hit off of your partner's paddle.
Correct.
Like a ricocheted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And kind of boom, boom.
Bam, bam, yeah.
Man. And talking about, speaking of eyewear, it's really interesting. A lot of the pros, obviously Annalee Waters was the first to be an advocate of that. I think she should pick up a huge eyewear sponsorship. I think that would be smart for her.
She's wearing Oakley's for a little bit.
Yeah.
Oakley got some money.
But we're starting to see a lot of players starting to do it. So some notables is, I don't know, in these last tournaments, Caden, who I'm missing, but I've seen Colin Johns.
Yeah.
Anna Bright, Jesse Irvin.
So. The Brasha sisters wear eyewear.
Yeah.
Even Michael Lloyd wearing some eyewear now. Yeah, I think he's wearing it more for the looks. No, I'm not. But he does have some pretty sick Oakleys, I will say. So Alex Trong wears them. Right. I mean, it's honestly smart.
What's your opinion on that? And Caden, like, serious opinion on that. And also, what do you think about your game? Like, where are you on that fence? Like, are you going to be wearing it soon, or what do you think?
I mean, my dad's been telling me to wear eyewear probably for the last 2 years of playing pickleball. And that's back when poppy paddles still weren't really like a thing.
Yeah.
Right. So like, I mean, as a baseball player, I could wear them in the field. But like whenever I went up to bat, I never did, which is stupid, right? Like in the field, but like that more for the sun and whatnot. I wasn't worried about getting hit in the face when I was playing defense, but like when I was hitting, it's just a hard adjustment. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so used to what I'm seeing. Like as soon as I put sunglasses on, I don't know. It's just a really hard adjustment for me. But like after taking a ball to the face from a YOLO paddle, I don't know, man. Like I genuinely might have to consider it. Like
maybe Caden is, maybe you're like one or two hits away.
It's true. Like,
I
got hit like right underneath the eye. So I got lucky. Like I got hit kind of like right on the nose right here.
Yeah.
And so, like, for me, like, I didn't really think it was that big of a deal because it wasn't anything crazy. But, like, after I got hit, I had multiple people come up to me and say, hey, like, I heard you got hit. Like, are you okay? Oh, yeah, like, one time, you know, and they shared a story either about themselves or someone else. And now it's motivating me a little bit to do it. But, like I said, it's an adjustment. So I'll definitely have to kind of start training with them. I mean, even Augie, you know, is someone who kind of messes around with them.
Is he wearing some now?
He wears some here and there. Yeah, he's been trying to adjust to them too. But it's a hard adjustment, you know? And like, I don't know, will it give me like an ugly tan line? You know, will they look cool on me? Like, there's a lot of different factors that go into like me wearing something, which is why I'm so picky about what I put on my body, you know? I don't want to go out there looking like a total goof, you know? But if it comes to losing an eye, well, shoot, I better find something really cool soon. You know, because like, no, genuinely, like I got hit in the eye, and I was telling you this earlier, but like I love Eric Lang. Eric Lang is a great guy, But I got hit in the eye within like the first 4 points of the game. And as soon as that happened, I thought maybe he would chill out a little bit. No, he still kept going for it. So I'm not going to lie. After we played him, I was a little heated. But like, it's part of the game. You know, you can't tell someone like, oh, you're a dumb B.I., you know, whatever, because you just hit the ball as hard as you can at people's bodies, you know. But like, it sucked. You know, this guy is a strong guy. He has a poppy paddle, and he can hit that ball somewhere that it shouldn't go. But if he wins a point, he wins a point. Hmm. Right? All it takes is either losing an eye or having something happen to your eye where, like, you're like, oh, well, shoot. Now what?
Yeah, man. You know? That's a tough one. I don't know where I would be in that. That would be a hard one. But I mean,
you wear glasses.
What I was going to say is that I don't have to worry about that at all because I just wear my glasses. But if I wasn't, I could see how that'd be hard.
Was there ever a point, though, where you were playing like competitively and you would wear contacts instead?
Nope.
You always wear glasses.
Never had contacts in my life, bro. I can't put contacts in my eyeballs.
No?
Come on, bro.
No, you ain't got that skill, huh?
No, that's...
That's hard, huh? You're like, touching your own eyeball.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't want
to
be doing
that. That's crazy to me. Yeah, I don't know how people do that either.
Comment below. If you're a contacts person or a
comment your vision. Like I got 20/20 vision, so I don't have to worry about it.
Comment your vision. All right. Okay. So let's see. Let's just go through. Yeah. So the Sacramento APP who won that was men's was what?
So men's was Andre Daescu and Gabe Tardio.
Okay.
And they played J.W. Johnson and Will Howells.
Yeah, Will Howells. I don't know anything about him, but I guess I'm going to have to start.
Florida guy, big tennis dude, has kind of transitioned to pickleball fairly quickly and fairly easily. I mean, he trains with the Johnson family, so, you know, he's got that kind of going for him. And I want to say it went to three, and J.W. and Will actually won the first one. And the bottom one.
Oh.
Yep. Oh, wait. There we go. Yep.
Okay, sorry.
Then my boy Jack winning bronze, you know, my boy Jackie Jack.
Okay.
Junior Mint.
Yeah, Gabriel Tardy, Andre Daescu, obviously in the last PPA. They beat the Johns brothers, and they made it to the gold medal match.
Yeah.
JW Will Howells, I'll have to keep up with him. Jack Monroe, I know Johnson Gola and Jack, so that's a good win for them.
Good day all around.
Women's, we got Jillian Braverman and Georgia Johnson. Yana Newell. Milana Rain, she's been an up and comer for a while.
Millie Rock. That's my girl, Millie Rock.
Megan Fudge, Susanna Barr.
Fudge Barr. That's a top APP team right there.
Oh, we got PK, Patrick Kauka. Huh?
Mm-hmm, my boy.
With the silver.
Yeah, so we actually had the same host family all week.
Nice.
We had the same host family, so I take, you know, some props from that of why they did so well. But also, I think Patrick and Daria are both Polish. Mm. So Polish power, like, there's so much Polish power combined between the two of them.
I haven't seen Daria play.
Let me tell you right now, I was at the tournament when mixed happened. They beat Jill and Gabe to go to the final, first of all. But their path was not easy, all right? Patrick and Daria, they actually beat Michael in qualies. They came from the qualies. They made it through qualies. Mm-hmm. They won their first round against Johnson Cole and Emily Ackerman.
Okay.
Then they beat Andre Daescu and Megan Fudge. In the quarters.
Good win.
And then they beat Gabe and Jill. And then, of course, ultimately lost to the Johnsons.
Okay.
But all right, hell bad. Of a run. Those are my folks. Like,
not bad.
Dude, all love to Patrick and Daria. They are, you know, great people, great players.
All right. Awesome, man. Oh, let's go ahead and jump into let's jump real quick in the women's pro single. So Georgia Johnson took it.
Yeah. JJ won Triple Crown. Georgia Johnson.
Oh, she did.
Triple Crown,
Megan Fudge, silver. Judah Castillo, bronze. And then men's pro. So Will Howells, dude, I got to watch this guy play.
I'm telling you.
Who else? Was there any other top pros at that APP singles pros?
Well, the Johnsons weren't there.
J.W. Johnson didn't play.
J.W. did not play singles. Okay.
All right. So. All right. Little bit of easier draw.
Should probably cut that part out.
That's right. A little bit of an easier draw, but okay.
Still a good bracket. Still a very good bracket.
All right. Okay. Well, now we're going to hop right in to
Austin.
Austin.
That was this last weekend. Yeah, literally ended today, basically.
So Austin just happened, and the hometown of the Johns brothers and Zane.
Mm-hmm.
Zane Navratil as well, John Zincola as well. They all know each other very well. And
it's a big tournament for the Austin crew. There's a lot of good Austin players.
And we're going to hop right in to, I guess we're going to come right here. We're going to just talk about, you know, we got Ben Johns with the gold.
Yeah, singles right. title over Federico.
All right, overfed, stack strewed, obviously that's not a given, but Ben and Federico have been going back and forth winning golds. But
supposedly what I heard is that even though Ben is still the one seed, he actually has more points than Ben this year because he's made more finals.
Mm. Okay, so, well, it's a year-to-year basis, though.
Correct.
It's right. not, yeah. I mean, it's a year, so.
But I'm saying in the year of 2024, Fed has technically more points than Ben.
Okay, so we got that, and then,
other way.
How about we go right here? There we go. There it is. Okay, sorry.
There we go. We're in it.
We got the women's doubles champions, Anna Bright and Rachel. How do you say her last name?
Rohrabacher.
So congratulations to Anna Bright and Rachel Rohrabacher because...
Look at Anna copying me with the neon green shoes.
There you go. Because they did something. They did an incredible feat that no one has ever done. And that is to beat Catherine Peronto and Annalie Waters. And when I saw that scoreline, I'm going to have to watch it back. Now, PPA did not post it yet.
No. I think it happened today, honestly.
Yeah, I might have to actually do a breakdown on that or something like that. Comment below if you would like to see a breakdown of that. But this is the first time Annalie has not won with Catherine, and that's a huge upset. So they must have played...
I think
really,
this is the
really
first
great.
Tournament that Annalie has not captured a gold medal.
Yep. And she did not play singles.
And she didn't play singles due to injury. That. Yeah.
And then we got Diaskew.
Story of the tournament.
First off,
mm-hmm.
Obviously Ben, the Johns brothers lost.
Lost early
against Zane Navratil and also...
Christian Alshon.
We'll talk about them in a sec. But so with Matt Wright, this is, I would say, I think combined age, maybe the oldest winners in PBA history.
How old is Andre?
Huh?
How old is Andre?
He's later 30s, mid-30s.
Damn.
Combined age?
Damn.
Yeah, so this is really interesting. So Matt Wright.
We got to get a bra for Matt Wright, man. That picture don't do him too... But
oh my gosh, dude.
I love Matt. I'll love to Matt, but whoa, holy mackerel!
All right, so we got Matt and Andre winning gold.
That's pretty impressive.
Taken down in straight sets. Alshon,
I'm a big Andre guy. Love that guy.
Yeah, Andre,
gentle giant.
Shout out to you, Andre. Thank you for coming on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long ago. And then Andre, speaking of Andre, we got him
with the
double G, the double gold with Anna Bright.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason with the weekend herself, too. There you go.
Double golds for Andre and Anna.
There you go. And also, so James Ignatowicz is actually hurt, I think. I think he has either shoulder, I think it was, rotator cuff.
Mm.
That's why he's not playing.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm. So,
I mean, he's a powerful guy. So,
yeah.
Let's hope he's good.
Yeah, so there's that, and then
Judith Castillo.
Oh, I didn't even know that she won gold.
Yeah, so well, that singles bracket was pretty open.
Okay,
just since Annalie
got pulled out,
but one of the she played Caitlin Christian.
Okay, yeah,
and
Yeah, you did with Selkirk. Did she really play with that new Selkirk?
She did.
Invicta, interesting.
She did. Yeah, there's a few okay. pros using that paddle right now besides the two of us.
Okay.
All right. That's John Sincola's using it. No. Lauren Stratman's using it.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So there's that. We got the results of So again, the Johns brothers, Kanan, one thing that we could talk about is they have lost
back-to-back tournaments
and I think I could pretty confidently say that that has not happened, I don't think, since they started winning. Not a back-to-back. The Johns brothers percentage is very, very high, a win percentage.
Well, they got knocked out in the semis in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ben didn't play Minnesota.
Yep.
And then they just played Austin together, and they lost in the quarters.
Against Alshon and Navratil. So let's talk about that really quick. Do you see this as a trend, a little hiccup? Kaden, I don't know how much you watched of the Navratil match in Alshon or the previous against Andre and Tardio, but what do you think? Any thoughts on the double, the two losses in a row? Anything, man?
I think people are worrying more than they need to. I think Ben and Colin will always bounce back and find, ways to be better and figure out players and opponents and partnerships. I just think, just because they lost two tournaments in a row doesn't mean they're over, right? Look at, the first year Matt and Riley teamed up, right? They came out and beat them pretty good. A couple times, but it's how they make adjustments, right? And I think teams are seeing what they're doing and figuring out little ways that maybe they're vulnerable or, but they're going to figure out exactly what's going right and what's going wrong within seconds. I have full faith that they'll be back in the action and winning gold medals probably the next tournament, which is North Carolina. I don't know if Ben's playing that one because it's, that North Carolina is an outdoor tournament this year. Last year was indoor. But teams are figuring out the Johns brothers patterns and what they're doing. And now I think they just need to make that adjustment. They had that long run of no one's touching us again after kind of no one touched them for the first few years. But it's just a game of adjustments.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? So my important point of view is that number one, players are just getting better.
Also agree.
Players are getting better. And like you said, I agree. I think the majority of these PPAs, I would still give the edge to the Johns. We'll have to see as the next three quarters of the year play out.
Yeah.
But what I could say is that I think it's actually much more difficult for the Johns brothers and anyone else because everyone can kind of study the Johns game.
It's true because there's so much tape on them.
Watch match after match after match after match. But what's really interesting, right? The two teams that beat the Johns are kind of new partnerships.
True.
So we got Diaskew and Tardio, and then we have Navratil and Alshon, which they're a newer partnership or maybe brand new. I'm not sure, right?
Mm-hmm. They've played together before. They played Mesa together.
Okay.
You know how I know that?
Okay.
Because Augie and Craig beat them.
Okay.
Augie and Craig beat them, and then they come out this next tournament together and make it to Championship Sunday, which is pretty wild.
But for the Johns brothers, what they're really good at is making – they know everyone's game, but even if I look back at that Navratil and also Navratil-Alshon match, they were – not stacking for the most part.
No, they played straight up.
So I think that every time the switch happens, their game plan, they have to just make a quick adjustment. So
for sure.
I don't know, man. I think it's harder now. Because is it true that in the PPA, I heard that, you correct me if I'm wrong, but they get kind of pushed straight to the round of 16 or something.
But that's what the progressive draw.
That's so this last PPA was not progressive draw. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know for sure.
Okay.
But with the progressive draw, they're, I think they're either in basically like right before the quarterfinals or maybe even in the quarterfinals.
Okay, so was
so
was,
they don't was they don't
Mesa,
play
was Mesa a progressive draw? Yes,
Mesa was
no?
a progressive draw. Okay,
so this is my thing.
So they played one match, this and then my, we're in semis. If I'm not correct,
yeah, traditional pickleball when you play round after round after round, and then you're building it up and keep playing men's doubles. That favors the Johns.
Yeah,
100%. Because you know the first round, second round, they're getting more and more locked in.
I'd honestly rather be in the round of 32.
Yeah. But now when everyone's, you know, warm and they've worked really hard to get there and they're ready to go, now you face the Johns and you got a hot team
versus a slow starting team in the Johns brothers, which means they either need to pick it up or
yeah, so
figure something out.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what is going to happen going forward, with the Johns to see if they could keep defending their titles and their number one spot. I think they will. But it's, you know what, from here on out, it's not going to get any easier.
Honestly, Memes of Pickleball said it perfectly. This tournament was absolutely drunk. Like, craziest things happened. And it's cool. Like, it's great for pickleball because, you know what, like I said, like, Andre just went out and won a double gold at the PPA.
Yeah.
And lost in the quarterfinals in the ABP the week before, my friends. Yeah. Like, pickleball is at an all-time craziness right yeah. now. Yeah,
and here's the talking about Memes of Pickleball and some crazies here. Shout out to Steve Harvey and Memes of Pickleball. So, first time evers, we got Ben Johns and Anna Lee Waters get swept in the mixed final. So, never happened before. They get beat three out of three games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again,
and it was like 11-3, 11-9, 11-3.
We need an update on Anna Lee. I'm not sure what happened with the injury, but I'm sure that's affected her performance for sure. We'll see that in the next coming weeks or something when we find out about that. But Anna Lee and Catherine lose for the first time ever.
Yeah.
They've been whatever they're at.
50 Absolutely win, dominant.
50-50, 50-0 or,
yeah.
or whatever, however many matches. Anna Lee, for the first time ever, does not get a gold at a PPA since 37 tournaments ago.
Dude, isn't that nuts?
Okay. And yeah, obviously she didn't play singles, and she's just been the dominant force. So yep. it was bound to happen, I guess, to be honest. And then Andre Daiascu goes undefeated with two titles as a fill-in.
Yeah.
As a fill-in, so well, yeah,
James was injured, so he filled in as Matt's partner, and he filled in as Anna's partner,
and Anna's partner. So he basically just took James,
and he went 6-0 in the finals. Won 3 out of 3 with Matt, won 3 out of 3 with Anna.
No, Andre,
dude,
man,
dominated.
Domination. Good job. Props to Andre, man.
Yeah,
to Andre.
He's also like, can I just say, Andre, fantastic dude.
Fantastic.
Fantastic dude. Like. Hands down, one of my more favored players on the tour. Mm-hmm. Like, he is a great dude, has kids. Like,
does he have kids?
Yeah, 2 kids. That's, you didn't ask him that in the pod, bro?
No, I didn't. That's why he's a good dude. You know why?
He's a family man.
Because everyone, okay, not everyone, 99% of people who have kids on the tour are great dudes.
I'm gonna try and prove you wrong there.
Yeah, but you can't. Exactly, you can't. All right.
Give me a sec.
But all the bachelors out there, I don't know. Yeah. It's a iffy. It's a toss. It's a toss up. All right. So yeah. So we'll move on.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of the status of the last PPA. excuse me. Yeah, we're gonna move on. Oh, Caden. So I was just gonna hop right into this, but I wanted to. Kind of go over this. We are winners, Caden.
What?
So hold on. Before I say that, we're not winners.
Oh,
okay. We're actually losers.
Oh,
but we.
You like?
Let me just get to it. Let me just get to it.
Yeah.
So the 2023 Dink Award. Shout out to Dink and Thomas and everyone there at the Dink. But so this is awards for content creators. Podcasts, things like that. And by the way, How do you win these awards, Caden? Do you know? Do you know? You know how you win these awards?
Fan vote?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Fan votes.
So yeah.
And guess what? Did we ever promote any of this to vote people to vote for us? No, zero promotion, everybody. So look, I didn't even know about this. I knew about this from last
year. I knew we were in it,
but
I didn't know how it worked.
Well, thanks for telling me.
Well, if I knew how it worked, I would have went and voted for us too, okay, man. So, I didn't know.
So I never even told any of my followers this. We never even said it on Instagram. We could have.
We're dummies,
but,
man.
But look, check this out. So we're going to go back. Okay, here we go. 2023. Content award, whatever, winners, blah blah blah. Top Instagram content creator. Okay, memes of pickleball, well deserved. Okay, top YouTube content creator. Okay,
wow, that's a really good picture of you.
So I know. So look, okay, that pickleball guy. Okay, pickleball studio. Okay, shout out to Chris Olsen. Okay, but I wouldn't put him in this kind of category because he's a powder reviewer. But hey, it makes sense. Number three, bronze medal.
Hey,
Briones Pickleball with zero promotion.
Look at us go.
Hey, I mean, okay. And then best pickleball podcast.
Oh,
look at this. So we got
two bronze medals. Two bronze medals, baby.
So check this out. Pickle Pod, who is actually the dink. So that's a sham. I already talked to Navratil about that.
That's totally rigged.
They rigged themselves.
Yeah.
King of the Court, KOTC. Okay, Tyler Leung and Jimmy.
Who the hell is King of the Court?
Tyler Leung.
Oh.
Yeah, Tyler Leung and Jimmy. And then Briones Pickleball Podcast. Hey, you know what?
It feels good. It honestly, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know what? Hey. With no votes, hey, you know what? Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Whoever voted for us.
Yeah, that's, wow. That that hits the heart right there.
Thank you. Okay, let's just hop down. Best on-air personality, Adam Stone.
I agree.
yeah, Adam and Dave Fleming, man. They are definitely
kind of like the dynamic duo.
They're
Dumb and Dumber.
They're neck and neck, though. I don't know about that, but they're neck and neck. Adam Stone and Dave Fleming, probably the best two commentators in the game right now. I would say
they clearly haven't heard me enough, but you know,
best on-court antics. I don't even know what this is about. Julian Arnold. I'm surprised that Riley's even on here.
Really?
On third. Well, on-court act. Okay.
For getting third place, he gets a lot of hate. Just saying.
Yeah. College player of the year. We got Colin Schick.
I honestly forget Colin was in college like last year. I really do.
Player of pickleball rival.
Wow, that's messed up.
We got right.
That's messed
Matt
up.
Wright and Riley Newman. Why is that messed up? That is a rivalry.
They were partners. You know, now everybody's just like, oh yeah, they probably hate each other.
All right,
hey, whatever.
That's the close to the 2023 Dink Awards. Thank you again for those of you.
Thank you for voting for us. It really does mean a lot.
It would be nice to get some golds next year. That's two bronzes in a row. We double bronze. That's not something
tolerable.
Cry about.
It's tolerable. It's tolerable. It's not acceptable.
Like, would you display a bronze medal when someone walks in your house from a tournament?
Personally, if someone came up to me and was like flashing their bronze medal in their face, I'd be like, get out of my face. Like, you lost, you know? Like, it's not a bad thing you got bronze, but it's not a good thing you got bronze. So, like, you know, don't go flashing that in my face.
For those
like
of you
so.
Who work really hard in a game and you're playing amateur tournaments, you get a bronze. Good job,
though. I am proud of you guys. Like
He's
I said.
He's not talking about you. No. He's not talking about you at all.
I love y'all. I do.
Okay. All right. All right. I don't know. Anything else? What else?
Oh, I hear you. I'll share my experience, my worst experience of playing pickleball.
Yeah, we're going to hear about Caden's worst experience, and then we're going to probably close this pod here.
Yeah, let's do it. So I'm back in the Bay Area. I, you know, was going to play pickleball at these new courts on 19th Avenue in Vicente in San Francisco, brand new courts.
Oh.
And so my dad decided he would drive up from San Jose to come see me and my sister. And of course, we were going to go play pickleball.
Mm.
But my sister's boyfriend was also going to join us, but he was going to join us a little bit later. So because Bay Area pickleball is not quite where it's at out here, my family said.
And well, what do you mean by that? Just not as
it's just grown, not as developed. Yeah, right. Like the players, like they're getting there player wise in terms of the pro scene, but the amateur level is still very low, I will say. That's not a bad thing, but it's also tough. Like when I need to go out and practice, like it's hard to get practice, you know. So we go to these courts, and my dad and sister decided, like, hey, we're gonna jump on the court. It's gonna be me and Mac, right, which is my dad and Mac and my sister, against me. So I was gonna play singles against them, which I was totally fine with. I was like, perfect. You know,
so you, your dad and your sister versus
against me
you for practice or something.
Yeah, just for practice. Like, okay. I was just going to take the whole court.
Yeah, yeah.
We were going to play 2v1. Well, the court started to get a little busy. And, you know, there were people waiting in line. And
oh, people waiting in line.
Well, yeah, there was like a paddle queue, right?
Okay, and there's three of you on a court.
There's though. Three of us on a court. And we're just playing a game. Like, we literally played a game to 11.
Okay.
You know, just me versus them two.
Sure.
And some lady is playing on the court next to us and is like, you know, it's messed up that you guys are just playing the three of you. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry if that bugs you, you know, like, you know, I'm just trying to get some practice with my family, you know. And she's like, well, why can't like someone else join you guys? There's people waiting. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, we just like to, you know, keep it a little bit more competitive if we could. And she's like, well, that's really messed up. And I go, I hear you. I'm sorry. You know, we're just finishing up this game. She's like, oh, well, if you hear me, then why don't you do something about it? I'm like, okay, like, lady, like, I understand what you're saying, but I, like, it would be the worst thing in the world if I had my dad and my sister, and then I had to go play with some random lady on the, you know, at the courts. It, like, and that's no shade to, like, amateurs, and I'm not trying to say I'm too good for anybody, like, but let's be honest here, like.
You were just trying to finish the game with
I'm just family. Trying to finish the game with my family, you know, like, and if I, you know, I will definitely go out and play some games with, you know, lower level players. I don't, that's not my problem. But if I have two of my family members, I don't want to just play with some random, you know, like I'd rather just get this game over with. And then, you know, when my sister's boyfriend shows up, he shows up. So, you know, she kind of bugs me and I'm like, oh God, whatever. Like, this is so typical Bay Area where, you know, all these amateur players think they just know everything about pickleball, know the rules and everything, and they want to tell you what they think. You know, I'm like, okay, whatever. No big deal. I let it go. She actually comes up to me after after her game is done, because I finished up my game. She finished up hers a little, couple minutes after. She actually came up to me and apologized.
Really?
Yeah. And I was kind of blown away by it, and I was very surprised by it, but it was really sweet. And so, you know, I was like, hey, you know, like, I appreciate your apology. And you know what? I am not the type of person to hold grudges, so I immediately forgave her. She was super nice. Her name is Susie. If you guys get the chance to meet Susie in the Bay Area, she's a very sweet lady.
Okay.
We just kind of started off on the wrong foot, you know? So, no big deal. There's a paddle queue, like I said, so we put our paddles in the queue. And while we were waiting for our paddles, Susie actually got up again to go play, and she was going to play with this this very nice man named Dominique. And her other player was an older lady named Kathleen. And they didn't have a fourth, so she came up to me and said, hey, would you be willing to play with us? And I said, oh, well, you know, I'm here to play with my family, and my sister's boyfriend had showed up at that point, so we had four.
Yeah.
I said, I'm here to play with my family. And she goes, well, you know what? Keep your paddle in there. Just play a game with us. And when your court is up, like, you can still go play. It's no big deal, right?
Okay.
So this lady told me a few minutes ago that she was a stickler for rules and then proceeded to break the rules. But hey, like I said, Susie, very sweet lady. Hey, rules were meant to be broken anyway. So I'm not even tripping about it, all right? But now I don't have any issue with Susie. Now I have an issue with this other lady across the net from me named Kathleen, right?
Oh, Kathleen.
Yeah, so I like jump on the court, no big deal. She immediately looks at me, right? And so like people had kind of figured out and like realized that I was a professional like when I started playing with my family. So this lady looks at me and goes, are you going to play down to our level or are you just going to murder us? Right? So I look right at her and I go, you know, I haven't really thought about it yet, right? I haven't decided, you know? And she's like, okay, right? The whole game, this lady is just so negative, so negative the whole time.
And what are you doing? You're just hitting,
you're just hitting the ball. I was playing nice and easy. Like I wasn't doing anything crazy. Like if I got a high ball, I was kind of putting a little bit more pace on it, but I wasn't doing anything, right? I was not initiating any speed ups. I was, you know, literally nothing. I was hitting my overheads at like 20%.
Yeah.
And you know, we're like playing points, and like in the middle of points, she's like huffing and puffing about us not calling the score. We're like, Kathleen, we're calling the score. She's like, well, you're supposed to call the score so everybody can hear it. And we're like, okay, Kathleen, right? So I go to serve, and I'm like, 7-0-2. I mean, I'm like very blatant, right? Like, and Susie kind of like looks at me and is like, I can't believe this is happening right now. Like, we're playing with a pro on the court, and this lady's...
Susie's
on my side now, right? Susie's like, we're playing with a pro right now, and why is she being like this, you know? So I look at Susie, and I'm like, have you played with this Kathleen lady before? And she's like once or twice. And I looked at her, and I was like, Susie, let me tell you, I'm a big believer in second chances, right? Because she used the second chance with me. And I said, I'm a big believer in second chances, and Kathleen needs to start using hers right now. Right stinking now. And let me tell you, she used it, and she used it not very wisely, right? Her partner, Dominique, pops a ball up.
Okay.
And I kind of just poke one right at her.
At her feet?
Yeah, at her legs. It hits her in the leg.
Uh-oh. Right? Uh-oh. How old is this lady, dude?
Who knows, right? I look at Dominique. I go, and he's like, super nice guy, right? I go, oh, Dominique, you can't leave that high for me, right? And she looks at me, and she goes, oh, you're supposed to say sorry. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this lady, man? What is this girl's problem, right? So we finish the game. We beat them so quickly, it's not even funny, right? But we get off the court. There's four paddles in front of us, so they go on that court. But another court opened up, too, so my family's court was up.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I get off the court because I think we're waiting, and then my family's back on the court. So I'm like, oh, shoot. So I just run right back in.
Mm-hmm.
She sees me, and she goes, hey.
Who, Kathleen?
Yeah. She goes, hey, why are you back on the court? And I'm like, Kathleen, I had my paddle in with my family. She's like, well, you just played with us. You have to wait your turn. I'm like, Kathleen, I'm here to play with my family. And Susie backed me up. She was like, oh, well, he was just very nice to play a game with us, but I told him, like, you know, I broke the rules. That's on me. And she was like, well, that's not fair to us. And I'm like, oh my God, Kat, like, what the hell, man? Like, what? I was so thrown off. Honestly, it was just such an icky situation for me to be in. And like,
at the end of it? Oh, what happened? Well, so you hopped on?
Well, so yeah, I was like, oh, well, I'm here to play with my family, you know? Like, I'm sorry if that, like, you know, upsets you that I'm jumping on with you guys. But like, if you were going to scream at me because I played a game with you guys, I would have never played. I would have just waited with my family. But Susie asked me and told me it was okay if I played with you guys and then played with my family. And Susie backed me up, and she was like, well, but she was just like a total, total meanie. And I was like, Jesus, like, what's the deal here? You know, like, if I was on a basketball court with LeBron James and he played and then he was like, hey, can I play again? I'd be like, bro, do whatever you want, man.
Except you're, yeah.
I'm not a professional basketball player.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would rather watch them play and learn from it. I'm not going to be a total nuisance and be like, excuse me, Mr. James, it's my turn. What the hell, man? It's pickleball. People take it too damn seriously. Like, don't get me wrong, I take it seriously too, but like, it's fun. Pickleball is fun, folks. If you can't remember that, you're not doing it right.
All right. Well, there you go.
All right. And so then, don't be a Kathleen. I'm shouting you out, Kathleen.
Uh-oh. Shots fired.
That's right. Fix your attitude.
Give her a third chance, bro. She might have been having a bad day.
She was awfully nice to everyone else.
What was she?
Looked like it.
Okay. Kathleen, if you're watching this, give a third chance. Kaden would love to work with you one day.
Maybe.
You know? Kaden's a nice kid.
Yeah.
And he's not really angry here. He's just he's just letting a little bit of frustration.
A little butthurt, honestly. I just, you know, like, that's the thing. It's like, I'm not gonna throw pickleball in anybody's face. I play a sport called pickleball. It's called pickleball. All right. I'm not that cool. But like, If you're going to treat me poorly, then we have a problem. And we have a problem because people deserve to be treated well.
So did you get to, did you play a game with your family then at the end?
I did. Okay. I did. And
you guys left or what?
Yeah. Yeah. I hit a point where I was like, guys, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to be here. And they were like, okay. So we just got dim sum after and it was really, really good. Yeah.
Some little shrimp dumplings.
Huh? Some siumai, some ha gao. What else do we have? We got some chicken wings.
Ooh, nice. All right. So that was the worst experience ever on the court, huh?
For me, at least. Yeah, that was brutal. Uh-huh. It just shot me right back to playing pickleball in the Bay Area back in the day, and it just absolutely just triggered.
Hey, that can happen anywhere. And you
it's
know
true.
What?
It's true.
Comment below a little story, a little paragraph story of your worst experience on the court. I know that you all have been to a lot of different places and gone through a lot of different things. So, hey, let us know.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've
had read it. I will. I'll probably comment back because I want to hear these stories.
I'm sure you've had a similar story, very similar story.
Yeah.
So,
it's true.
Yeah. Anyways.
Be courteous, folks.
Be courteous. Be kind. Thanks so much. Caden, we're going to sign off. Damn, we got right. A lot to do.
We do.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bang. All
right. See you guys.